السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. صل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. For every institution, every organization to be built on proper foundations, on strong foundations, it requires, according to this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, it requires four important pillars. Four important pillars constitute a strong foundation, an enduring foundation, be it a business enterprise, be it a family, be it a mosque, place of worship. It requires these four foundations. And this is the example presented by Ibrahim, the patriarch, Sheikh al-Anbiya, the patriarch, the forefather, the grandfather of all the prophets. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. Once he raised the foundations of the house, وَإِسْمَعِيلُ, with his son, with the help of his son Ismail. The first foundation is رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. This is a very significant term. تَقَبَّلْ, قَبُول, acceptance. O our Lord, accept what we are doing. Sometimes people accept. Sometimes your family accepts. Sometimes the government accepts. But when God accepts, it's different. The acceptance of God is necessary. قبول الإلهي. ربنا تقبل منا. Accept what we are giving, what we are presenting, what we are doing, what we are establishing. The divine acceptance. And it is not easy. It's not easy because it all depends on the intention of the person. On our intention. What is your intention? Is your intention when you build an institution, a mosque, place of worship, a school, whatever it is? It is fame? Is it fame? Is it the praise of the people, so people praise you for what you did? Is it a profit, to make a profit out of it? What is it? The intention is very important. And to be honest with you, it is very, very hard, very difficult to dedicate our work only to God. It's very hard. Why it is hard? Because Satan would not let go of you. Even if you begin with an intention that I am dedicating this work, this job, this project, this effort for God, for the sake of God, not for personal reasons, not to get any attention, not to get any praise, not for fame, not for name, not for any material profit. I'm doing that for God. Satan would not let go of you. Satan comes to spoil your intention, to destroy your intention, to shift your intention. Sometimes the intention in the beginning is good, is safe, is it pure, but Satan will come after you. Satan will come after you. Satan interferes in our works. Satan has very strong whispering in our ears. Satan dictates. Satan eludes and deceives. So the intention changes halfway through. Started with a good intention, but halfway through, it will shift. It will shift to other reasons. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. When he concluded his work, he said, I am dedicating this to you. So accept that from me. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. As I mentioned, my friends, that every amal, every work that we do begins with an intention. And God is going to count and consider your intention. He would look at your intention before he looks at your work. Thus, the hadith states that your work depends on your intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَلِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. You get, even if you did not finish your work, even if you did not finish your project, it was left halfway through, you finished your money, you couldn't continue this project, God will accredit you because your intention was to finish it, to complete this job. I say this example many times, that sometimes you would love to help someone financially, let's say. You go home to take the money, you find the money is not there. Your honorable wife has used it somewhere else. But you get the credit, because you went with a good intention. You went to pick up the money and to give it to this family, to this poor person, to this distressed person. But the money is not there. You get the credit. God provides and gives and rewards us for our intentions, if the intention is sincere. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. This should be our goal in everything we provide, in everything we do. القبول. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. The mother of Mary, when she dedicated her baby to the service of the temple, then the baby turned to be a female, not a male. وَإِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعْتُ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمُ وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. God accepted Mary, accepted him, accepted her with a good acceptance, because the intention of the mother was pure. When your intention is for the sake of God, your work is going to be multiplied. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ يَنْمُو. Multiplies. So this is number one. In every project we do, every foundation, every institution, dedication for God. Dedication for God. Not anything else, only God. We dedicate our life, we dedicate our work. Even when you work to serve your family, to help your family, to feed your family. Dedicate that effort for the sake of God. Say, God, I'm leaving my house this morning. I'm a breadwinner. I'm a hard worker. I'm leaving my house, going to work for your sake, to sustain my family for your sake, to study for your sake, to protect my community for your sake. ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا القبول الإلهي ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. So this is number one. Number two, foundation. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة. مسلمين here, me and my son Ishmael, make us Muslims, submissive. Let us submit to you, submissive to God. Again, it is not easy, my friends. In our life, it is not easy to submit. Some people, they submit to their wives. Some people submit to the government. Some people submit to their boss. But submitting to God is not easy. It's not easy. For some people, giving charity is not easy. Giving zakat is not easy. They can't reach that point. They cannot break this barrier and take the money out and give it to someone needy. They can't do that. They have difficult submitting here when it comes to money, when it comes to giving, when it comes to donation. They don't. They can't. They fail in this test. Some people have problem. I had someone some time ago. He doesn't pray. I said to him, why you don't pray? Aren't you Muslim? He says, yes. I said, why? He said, it's really difficult. I can't commit myself to prayers. So it is difficult for him to pray. Someone, it is difficult for him or her to go to Hajj. Another person, is difficult for her to observe the hijab. Another person the other day said to me, it is difficult for me to quit drinking. It's hard. I tried, but I failed. Submission is important. Submission requires strong will. Strong will. To say, I'm not going to touch this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to say this. That's it. This is how you build yourself. And submission is only to God. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Not only us, our generation, our children. We need them to submit. The passport to paradise is submission to God. This is the meaning of Islam. Literally, the meaning of our religion, the true meaning of our religion is to submit to God. Submit to God and accept what He said. I don't argue with Him. You have to generate that strong will to say, I'm going to quit this. This is wrong. God does not accept this. Or God wants me to do this. Submission. That is the second foundation. We have to submit in our life. To submit to God. Taslim. These are the two foundations. And the third and the fourth, inshallah, it will be next week, God willing, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين